It ends in hope. Lou. The first time I'd slept beside Reed, I'd dreamed of him. More specifically, I'd dreamed of his book, La Vie Ephemère. He'd gifted it to me that day, his first secret. Later that night, after Madame Labelle had issued her warning, after I'd woken in a fit of tangled sheets and icy panic, I'd crawled next to him on the hard floor. His breathing had lulled me to sleep. She is coming. Fear of my mother had literally driven me into his arms. The dream had crept over me slowly, like the wash of gray before dawn. As in the story, Emily and Alexandre had lain side by side in her family's tomb. Their cold fingers had touched forevermore. On the final page, their parents had wept for them, mourning the loss of life so young. They promised to set aside their blood feud, their prejudice, in the name of their children. It was of this scene I dreamed, except it hadn't been Emily's and Alexandre's bodies, but mine and Reed's. When I'd woken the next morning, unease had plagued me. I'd blamed it on the nightmare, on the memory of my mother. Now, as I held her in my arms, I couldn't help but remember that peaceful image of Emily and Alexandre. There was nothing peaceful about this. Nothing easy. Yet still Reed's voice drifted back to me as he'd clutched La Vie Ephemère in hand. It doesn't end in death. It ends in hope.